Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Educating for Success show. We bring families together with home business.
Hey, this is your host, Ray Perry, coming to you from the backside of nowhere in southern Tennessee. You probably have heard that you should get a good education so you can get a good job so that you can have a great life. Well, I'm here today to introduce to you a young man who recently celebrated his 50th birthday just this past weekend, had a big blowout party to celebrate, who has never had a job in his entire life. Now, he had a good education, comes from a great family, and applied some of the things that he learned from mentors and his parents through the years, but he is basically unemployable because he is a man of his own heart. He loves doing his own thing. He loves serving people. He loves God, and he loves being in charge of his own life. So I've invited him to come today and tell you a little bit about his story so that you can be encouraged in case you have people at your house who are not all that interested in having a J-O-B. So I want to welcome from Destrehan, Louisiana, near New Orleans, my black son. No, he's not really. I just call him that because I would adopt him from his mom and dad if they would let me, but they won't. Darren Vinette. Welcome, Darren.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you on the show today. And I am so glad that you are here to share with us today about your story because I just, from the minute I ever met you, I just was so fascinated with your charisma and your ability to talk to anybody, make anybody that you're talking to feel completely at home and at ease. And you've just served so many people with your gifts and skills and talents. So start from the beginning when you first discovered that you were an entrepreneur and tell us what your story was like.
Well, Ray, first of all, not only do I want to thank you for having me, but I also wanted to make note of what you just mentioned. You said a young man from Destrehan, Louisiana, and, you know, celebrating 50 is just a number. So, yes, I am a young man. I appreciate that. You're a very intelligent woman. So, yeah, I tell you, I feel so grateful and so honored to be alive at this time in history. It's because, you know, so many times we take things for granted, and I realized that being born in 1966, that would put me at 50 years old and here 2016, it is an exciting time to be alive. And anyone who's alive at this day, at this time, this era, you know, I would just want to let you know that, hey, it's for a specific purpose, it's for a specific reason. You know, there's no coincidence, and it's not a coincidence that this is a leap year, that this is a year of extra, a year of grace, a year of jubilee, a year, an Olympic year, a presidential year. This is a very, very crucial and strategic time to be alive and to have people in our lives such as Ray Perry to help lead us forward. I'm just excited. I am grateful. I am so grateful. Well, let me just get back to the question because I'm just overflowing with joy. So, yeah, I was very I was graced to have parents that did they moved out of they put me in a situation as a child where I had a neighbor that was a retired Air Force commercial artist, and this neighbor just nothing but the plan and the grace of God allowed me to connect with him. And he exposed me to the printing and design and graphics and T-shirt industry and all facets of commercial art. And I just gravitated to it because it was one of the gifts that I possessed. And very fortunate enough for him to expose me to that, but then also cultivate that gifting inside of me. And so at about 12 years old, I decided that I was going to – and no, Ray, I don't know if you ever knew this or not, but when I was about 10 years old, the entrepreneurial spirit in me was just really coming forward. I just didn't know how to address it. I actually hired all the kids in the neighborhood to wash cars for all the neighbors. And after paying them all the money for washing the cars, I had nothing left over, but I was in business, you know. So I knew that I had figured out that I wasn't going to work for anyone. I just knew that. I just didn't know how and what. So after being exposed to the printing and the graphics, which was one of my giftings, I knew that that's what I wanted to do. And so I was just very blessed to be able to use that to start in my parents' garage, you know, painting airbrush T-shirts. And if you're familiar with airbrush, it was very popular in the 70s, 80s. And, you know, so I was able to ride that wave and paint on tennis shoes, toilet seats, signs, banners, people, just about anything that would keep still, I would paint on it. And so when you can make money as a kid and then start paying your bills and even, you know, carrying your weight as a kid, you know, it's not common. And so it was, and I will tell you this, it was all because I really felt God impressed upon my heart that if I would really live for him at a young age, that he would make me example, that he would cut red tape out of my life. And he did that. So fast forward into my teens, and by the time I was 25, 30 years old, I was, you know, processing hundreds of thousands of dollars doing printing contracts from different companies, corporations, and things of that nature. And so it was a very, very good ride at a young age. And although we still print, I just use that story especially to inspire young people that, hey, you know, if you have a gifting inside of you, and, you know, God's gifting is his talent, it's his desire for you. And so I really encourage him to cultivate that gifting.
That is awesome. So tell us a little bit about the disasters that happened, because you live in the main city that's below sea level in America, and you had two hurricanes that hit. Tell us about what happens when tragedy hits.
Well, leading up to let's see, everything was grand from 12 years old all the way up to from 40 when I hit 40. And like I said, numbers mean things, even in the scripture. The number 40 is years of trial and testing. And so at 40 years old, while my wife was planning my 40th year birthday party, which I never got, because Hurricane Katrina hit. And that's a little tiny hurricane that hit South Louisiana that you guys probably never heard about. But that hurricane hit, and when it hit, you know, history tells it all, but we were very fortunate enough to survive primarily, and but it blew away my three major contracts that were, you know, my financial source of stability, and it left me in a position where, you know, didn't know if I had a business, didn't know clients were gone, some of them moved away, and if that wasn't bad enough, you know, 8 months later, my wife dies of breast cancer. And so here I am, a single dad, no guaranteed income, with you know, obligations, responsibilities, bills, and I need to add this too. I was a single dad of three. Two of those kids were two teenage daughters. That's like two wives by themselves. I mean, it was not good for me, but God gave grace, and so I had to learn to be sensitive to little girls and still push on and press on. But it was a very, very trying time. But it's very important that you know what your assignment is in life and what your calling is. I knew that no matter what, I was called to be a father. And I consider that even to this day, no matter what I may ever accomplish in life, my greatest accomplishment is being a father, because I always tell people God is a father. It didn't say our mother. It said our father, because he wanted us to know that he covers us. He graces us. He equips us. And so, you know, that was a very, very trying time. But looking back, I would not want to go through it again, but I would not trade it for anything, because it's made me the person I feel that God's made me to be today. And, you know, it pushed me further to my purpose, you know. So that was a very testing time, though.
Well, I am so sorry about your wife Lynn's passing. That is, it's a tragedy to go through, and I know how you feel, having lost my husband. It's a hard thing, but the Lord is gracious, and so you made it through the death of your wife, your first wife, and then you made it through Katrina. So what else happened during that time?
Well, from there, I realized that I need to go back right before all the tragedy. I went to a seminar where I met this crazy white lady from Tennessee named Ray Perry. And she was, oh, my God, she was just a ball of fire. And, you know, the Bible says iron sharpens iron. Well, you know, fire attracts fire. So I just had this burning desire for inspiration and motivation in me. And so we just connected. Didn't know why or how. I was just drawn to her. But I did sense integrity. And that I really, really appreciate that about you, Ray. The integrity factor, because so many people are selling things and promoting things, but at the end of the day, I think, well, see, that's been over 12 years. At the end of the day, I've always known you to be a person of integrity, and that's what, and I could trust, I could build upon that, especially at a crucial time of my life. So moving forward after Katrina, I realized that I needed to do something different. I needed to shift. I needed to change. And I needed to not depend upon my job. And even though I was self-employed, you know, it turned into a job because I was still required to do whatever. Put it this way, every customer was a new boss, and that was like having a lot of different jobs. And so I didn't want to be stuck depending on people deciding what my income would be or any other part of that. I just wanted, put it this way, I say that the new freedom and the new currency in the world is freedom, not money. And so I wanted to be free. And so I hear this lady talking about the internet and this and that. So I was like, well, maybe that's something I need to look into. And so, make a long story short, I became a follower of Ray Perry. And I tell you, my life has never been the same since. I've always told you, you've been like a mother to me. I love my physical mom, my biological mom. But, you know, mothering is just someone who helps birth things, and you've been very instrumental in birthing new things to me, well, for me. And so that has really, really caused my income to double, triple. It's just been a great, great relationship. And I tell people that when we pray to God to do things, he always moves through a person, and we have to be discerning enough to know who those persons are. And so I'm so grateful that I was able to discern who you are in my life. And and so moving from there, I realized that the things that Ray was introducing and the strategies and the mentorship that she provided was a great foundation for me to build and to, well, not only rebuild my life, but to start reestablishing different streams of income. And so even to this day, the strategies and the wisdom that you share with me, I'm so, so very grateful. And I started to look into establishing my career in speaking, consulting, motivating, and I'm happy to say that this day a large portion of my income comes from, you know, things that you shared and encouraged me in the speaking. I love running my big mouth, meeting new people, and I figured since that's one of my giftings, I would say some positive stuff, some things that inspire people. And so I make sure that every day or at the end of every week, I measure, did I have fun? You know, did I do things I was passionate about? You know, did I say something to help inspire someone's life? And so if I can't do that, then I'm not really living. And so I basically what I'm saying is I have you to thank for a large portion of that.
Well, I appreciate that so much. And I adore your biological mother and father. I also adore your Uncle George, too. He is just such an amazing person. I've actually had the privilege of coming down to Darren's leadership event that he has in October, where he shares motivational insights and all different types of encouragement with the people that come to that event that he hosts every year. And so it's been my pleasure to speak at that before, but hanging out with your Uncle George has just been an absolute joy. He's just such an interesting person, and your mom and dad too as well. So thank you for allowing me to be part of that. It's been a blast. And thank you so much for acknowledging our relationship, because one of the things that I've realized is mentors and people that God puts in your path all make a difference, and you can respond to them or you react to them. But when you respond to the ones that God brings you that are wise and experienced and just a little bit ahead of you on the path, maybe not all that smart, but they're just ahead of you on the same path that you're going on, it really does help. It helps you go on in a successful direction. So you mentioned Katrina hit. Now, how did and then right after that, Rita hit too. What kind of impact did two hurricanes have on the economic environment in New Orleans? And what did you do to recover after that?
Well, I decided that I knew I had to work, obviously. So I figured if I'm going to work in some capacity for the rest of my life, that I'd rather work doing something I was passionate about. Even if I had to struggle doing it, but at least I'd be happy. And I also wanted to be free. So I started doing inspirational, motivational, and then some life coaching and strategies for primarily young people and leaders. And I feel a real strong pull and tug in my heart, and I'm very passionate about helping leaders. And so I started offering my, in adjacent to just offering printing and promotional products to companies, I started offering my intellectual property through marketing consulting and branding and imaging, and then doing the motivational speaking through churches and schools, and just about anything, anyone who had ears was to me a qualified candidate. So if you had ears, I was going to talk. And so I believe that when we speak, you pick up a person's spirit, which is their heart. But when you write, you pick up their mindset. And so I knew that I was called to speak and to write. I knew that I was a thought leader to think of things people didn't think of, or either to inspire them to do things that they've never done, and to let them know that they could have more, to do more, and to be more. And so I decided to use my skill set for teaching and speaking and writing and motivating to inspire people to be better and to do more and to have more. And so I officially started speaking and consulting. And so as a result of that, doors started opening up for me in that arena, and I absolutely love it. Now I'm using that platform, those different platforms, to complement the printing business. And so we only not only offer the consulting, we offer the design, we offer the print, but then the promotions and consulting. And so I'm having a blast doing it. So I didn't have to give up my printing business, but now I actually use that as just another stream of income, and I'm actually looking forward to getting more involved in selling online as well.
That is awesome. Now, you also have a video blog. So can you give us the address of your video blog?
Well, right now, I do a lot of stuff on Facebook. Facebook is Darren Vinnett, D-A-R-R-E-N, Vinnett, V as in victory, I-N-N-E-T as in Tom, T as in Tom. You can look me up on Facebook. I do a video post every week, just a short video just to keep people inspired and motivated. And of course, you can go to my website, readyforincrease.com.
Okay, great. And now you told us about the passing of your first wife, Lynn. How has your personal life picked up now that she's gone?
Well, you know, God of grace, and so I know that there are I believe in angels because he sent me one, and my new wife, Kiara. And I never thought at 50 years old I'd have a 3-year-old, but we were married 5 years ago, and I have a 3-year-old. And so as a result of that, I've been very, very fortunate to have one of God's angels here live with me. She's a wonderful person. I also believe that not only just like God sends us relationships in the business arena, in our personal lives, that, you know, that when God decides to grace you, he sends you a person who's assigned to you. And I believe that I know that she's totally assigned to help me complete the vision of my life, because she has the – I always tell, especially in relationships as well as marriages, you know, when someone's assigned to you, they're equipped. And so she's equipped. I didn't know that she was – when I first met her, I didn't know that she was an editor, a professional editor, and degree in English. And, well, that works perfectly in the printing and publishing industry in which I'm in. So it's just amazing how God knows what you need and gives you what you need when you need it. And so we're planning to do life together in a big way. It's been a great ride. This is our fifth year of marriage this October. And I say that, I believe she would tell you the same thing, because you know what a man says is one thing, but, you know, the women always verify. I believe she would verify that. So I my attitude towards my personal life is that my ring on my finger doesn't mean that I'm married. It means that I'm happily married. And so that's the best way I can describe my personal life.
That is awesome. That's great. So Darren Vinnett actually is part of his dad's church, and you're an ordained pastor now, right, or ordained preacher, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And I've actually been to their church, and it's a marvelous experience to go there. Just absolutely loved it. And Darren's wife, Kara, is part of the music ministry. And so we asked him to be the spiritual leader, you might say, at our the session that we have at the end of our conference. We have a 3-day conference, and this year the third day is on Sunday, and so in the morning we have a non-denominational worship service. And we have asked Darren to be the to give the message at it this time. So, Darren, have you gotten an idea yet of what you're going to be sharing with us at the Home Business Conference?
Yes, I'm going to talk about how to avoid being bored in the church and how to avoid being broke, or either a combination of both, you know. So, you know, so many times we feel or there's a stigma in the mindset of people that, you know, church is boring, and that's not the way God planned it. And also that it's okay to be broke, and that's not God's scripture. That's not his plan. You know, in Genesis 1:26, it talks about how God made us to have dominion. And then further down in verse 28, it talks about how he commanded man to be fruitful and to multiply and to replenish the earth. And so to be fruitful and to multiply and have overflow, that doesn't sound like lack and poverty to me. And so I just want to encourage people that when we get back to the original plan, you know, it's really good. And you know, so many of our kids leave the church when they become of age because they are bored with church or because they're broke, and we didn't equip them. And so I just really want to encourage people. That's all I want to do.
That is awesome. I cannot wait to hear what you're going to share with us at the conference. So our Home Business Conference this year is coming up on August 12th through 14th. It's not too late to join us. We still have registrations coming in every day. It's going to be in Louisville, Kentucky this year, and you'll get information on the hotel and where it's at after you register. There, you can go to the website to find out more information about it. It's educatingforsuccess.com/2016, that's 2016 HBC, which stands for Home Business Conference. And we are going to be featuring this year Joel Salatin, who is a farmer extraordinaire. He is God's prophet to America about financing or about monetizing farming. He makes more money per square foot on his farm than anybody else that you'll ever meet. If you're desiring to move to the country and to have the small homestead, 5 to 15 acres, 20 acres, something like that, he can show you how to make money doing that so that your property actually pays for itself. We also have Brian Young, who is a member of our Educating for Success community, who is going to be sharing with us how he makes a ton of money, a seven-figure income on Amazon with a system selling books. We also have Mike Stewart, who's coming to talk to us about how to use audio and video in marketing, whatever it is that you have going on. We also have Tom Kern, who is coming from the UK. He is the owner of Membergate, which is one of the platforms that people use for membership sites. He's going to be sharing with us how and why you need to have a membership site to generate passive recurring income. We also have Jack Bosch, my friend from Germany, who lives now in Arizona, who's going to be talking about how to buy and sell. So if you're ready to leave the suburbs and you want to get out a little bit and move to the homestead just outside of town or far away, it doesn't matter, he's going to talk to you about how to buy and sell and get a good deal on those. He is an awesome, wonderful, rags-to-riches story, and you're going to enjoy listening to him share about how to buy and sell land. We have a lot of things planned. Those are just a few of the highlights. Every night we're going to have English country dancing. You're going to absolutely love that. Your kids will love it too. And we'll also have a service on Sunday morning with Annette. Miss that, make sure to plan to stay all the way to the end, because we also have a summer home business contest where we are going to award at the very end of the day on Sunday someone who wins our contest $1,000. That's the prize for starting a new business, and all they have to do is basically generate $1 in order to qualify and be a member of Education Success. So if you're interested in anything like that, if you're sick and tired of the job that you're ready to do something different, mark your calendar and sign up to join us. The website, again, is educatingforsuccess, F-O-R, success, .com/2016 HBC. We'd love to see you there. So, Darren, we have a few minutes left. Give us the inspiration that you have had this week. I know that you just had a birthday party, to celebrate your 50th birthday. Tell me what good thing came out of that. What one note of encouragement would you like to leave our listeners with?
Well, I decided to always be unique and different in everything I do, and so I figured what better time that when everybody came to celebrate my birthday that I would actually flip the script and bless them for coming to celebrate to be a part of my life. And so everyone received gifts from me and sent them a printer. I figured, well, wait, why not just print some money? So I printed $50 bills for everyone who attended. And since it was my 50th birthday, they got $50 bills. And on the opposite side of the bill, it was something to encourage them to live their life, because my goal was not to come to celebrate my party, but to leave them inspired. And so I let them know that they were born to rule and that they could change their own world because, you know, God said they could. And so so basically I used the opportunity to get all those people that were close and near and dear to me to release my brand. My brand is called Dominion Life, because God called you to reign and to rule. And so people were given the gifts, and it was a big brand party. And actually my goal was to get them to leave inspired. And so we didn't even sing happy birthday because it wasn't about me. And so, and I'll tell you a quick testimony. There was a lady who wrote me a card. She's in her 70s, and this is why I feel so grateful about that party, what I did differently. She said, I came in, because everyone who came had to register and announce how they wanted to be announced, whether they were a lady or a lord or king or queen. So this lady who's 70-something years old, she came in and she wanted to be announced as a lady. And she said, she gave me a birthday card. She says, I came in as a lady, but I left a queen. And so she said, it's never too late to learn about Dominion Life. There's a queen in me. Thank you for allowing me to share this 50-year birthday celebration. And that was worth it all for me, because someone got it. You know, it's really not about me. The cards, you know, may come and go. The money may come and go. But that impression you make on people is everlasting. So basically, I've just changed my natural trade from printing and making impressions on paper to making impressions on people's hearts and minds.
That is absolutely wonderful. Well, Darren, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show today. Congratulations on having your 50th birthday bash. I know it was awesome. And I'm so excited that you're going to be sharing at our home business conference coming up August 12th through 14th in Louisville, Kentucky. It's going to be an exciting 3 days. The people who come are going to have an experience that's going to change their life, just like what you just shared with the ladies that came to your birthday party. It's going to be just another experience just like that. And so I am so excited that you're going to be able to join us this year for our conference. And I'm so excited for the others that are planning on joining us that are coming from all over the country and even from outside of the country. So if you are interested in starting a home business and you don't know where to start and you'd like to have your family be involved with it, this is the only home business conference of its kind for families where you can bring your children as young as 6, and they will learn from millionaire experts how to start home businesses, and there'll be a lot of other different people there that can share lots of other things as well. But we have some major educators who are going to be teaching some things from the stage that you don't know exist, and you'll never be the same again once you come to this conference. So if you're interested in home business, make sure you plan to join us. My guest today has been a wonderful man of God, the ambassador of Increase, Darren Vinette. Welcome. Thank you, Darren, for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Ray.
Great to have you here. And thank you all for joining us today. It was marvelous having you on the show. This is your host, Ray Perry, signing off. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more about what we do at Educating for Success, visit us at educatingforsuccess.com.